This is the June 3rd meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm George Reiner. I'm the chair pro tem of the committee. I'm going to call the roll. Lona Elias. Chuck
present.
Anderson.
Here.
Lona Elias, present.
Mal Bernstein. Can't hear you, Mal.
I'm sorry. George?
Yes?
This is Doreen. Mal had indicated he was going to be away for a bit. I better run to the entire committee list, but...
Well, he'll come back when he can, then, but I want to get established that we have a quorum.
No.
I think we do without him.
May I finish my statement?
Sure.
I thought his email was that he was out of the country. Are you suggesting he was on the line earlier?
No.
I thought he was.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Okay, fine. So he won't come back. Lona, Chuck, yes, we've got you both. Adriana Castellano?
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Adriana Castellanos? Benito Diaz? Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Here.
William Hiragan?
Present.
Tim Kaufman?
Here.
Gotcha. Jim Krafka? Todd Logan?
Here.
Tony Norman?
Present.
Andrea Pritchett? Andrea? I can't hear you, Andrea. George Reiner, I'm here. Lawrence Reyes? Serene Roberts?
Serene is present, and I'm sorry, Benito had said he would be late.
Okay. Manisha Saba?
Present.
John Reiner? John Reiner? Did someone just come on the line? Adriana? Great.
Yes.
Okay, that makes 12. We have quorum. I don't know what's posted on the KPSDS list in the way of agenda. We have two items. One is the minutes, but the item I would like to do first is, and this was postponed from the last meeting, is selection of a chair pro tem, selection of a permanent chair and secretary. We're at the stage of putting together an agenda. Those two items will be on it. First selection of the chair, and the way that works is the election is done online, essentially. Do I have other suggestions for what should be on the agenda tonight?
This is Serene.
I heard somebody, but I'm not sure who.
Serene.
And Kim.
Yes, Serene.
So,
Serene and Kim.
There's nothing posted on kpstx.org. Last week, it was just about time to post the meeting, and it hadn't, and you hadn't posted it. I posted it with a note that you would go, that you would put in the agenda, which I, but Benito had sent an email that, he wanted to discuss the bylaws and the process. I don't know if you would want to wait until he joins the call to actually begin that discussion, but I think we should put it on the agenda.
Okay. Well, it works. Any committee member who wants something on the agenda, it goes on, unless the committee objects. Any other? Tim, did you want to put something on the agenda?
Yeah. I'd like to discuss how the date got changed from May 26th to other dates. I'd like to discuss why they're not displayed properly on the website. And I'd like to discuss, you know, there are problems with some of these amendments.
So you want to talk about the process we're just going through for bylaws amendments, is that right?
No, I'd like to discuss how the date got changed and what the actual date was and what was that all about, because there was a date of May 26th and stuff came in after that. PMB voted on the 26th date. There were various other dates that were just proclaimed as being the date. I would like to discuss that. If you want to talk about that as process, fine. I'd like to know the process for how the date got changed. Number one, these are not listed, or they weren't earlier listed properly on
okay.
the website.
Hello?
Okay. So it seems to me that subsumed under the name process, and you can bring up the details when we get to it. If that's okay, Kim.
It's that specific process.
And those specific things, okay. Anything else for the agenda?
Sorry,
go ahead.
I would like to... try to do some bylaws contained in the PMB. I think we might have discussed this before. It's a matter of knowing who has been involved in governance over the past 13 years and checking to see whether the records that used to be in the national office are still in the national office, so that if someone chose a date, they go back and see who was on what board and what committee at that, certainly at least what board, the local board and the national board at that time. I'd like us to talk about the process for accessing those records, if they're still in the national office, and recreating them if they're not in the national office.
So if I understand you, the records you're talking about are the records of the actions of the PMB, or are there some other records?
No, the membership of the governance body. We do also, and I thought we discussed that, also need to go back and do the history in terms of motions, but I think that's already on the floor from a couple of meetings ago.
So the membership of the governance bodies, which would mean, well, you could say more detail which bodies you want when we get to that. And as a separate item, I would like to put it back on this agenda if it's not already there, which is creating a single place where you can go back and find all the motions, and they'll be ordered by time, and we could actually be able to bring back up the history easily. We had some people volunteering to do that a while back. They were told not to by the board, by the committee at that time. But I'd like to certainly put that on the agenda again, as to recreate the history of the motions as a separate issue from the one Saroon raised. Other items for the agenda? Okay. Hearing none then, the agenda I have is to take nominations for the chair and secretary. I would like to get a chair pro tem for this meeting other than myself. I don't have access to the internet. I'm speaking on a cell phone. I don't know how well you can hear me. If there's someone who wants to run for the chair other than myself, I'm going to suggest that they be the chair pro tem. But for the moment, what we're doing is I'm just going back through what we have for an agenda and just approve the agenda. So there's selecting a chair or nominees for the chair and conducting an election. The minutes from last meeting, which I sent, and I sent them about a day or so after the meeting, and I can't send them again. I hope you can find them. The bylaws amendments that Benito wanted to discuss, and if he's not here by the time we get to that, I suggest we just move it down. The bylaws process, which has just occurred, that Kim wanted to discuss, membership of, going back and picking up what the membership of the governance bodies were, that Serene proposed, and my suggestion, if we can find some people who are willing to try to go back and collect the motions. So is there any objection to that agenda? Okay, hearing one then.
I have a question.
Yes?
I'm not sure that the issue from Benita and the issue from Kim are separate agenda items. I mean, the questions all relate to the process. So I don't think they're separate agenda items. I'd like us to just deal with it.
I don't know what Benita has in mind. Kim, is that okay with you?
No, I was very specific about what I wanted to talk to.
Okay.
The date and the format on the website.
George?
Yes.
Okay. It's still a process question, and maybe someone can read you Benito's email, since you don't have access. He sent it to the committee of that just before 8 o'clock.
I did not get it. This is Lena from DC. I didn't get anything from Benito.
Hi. It was sent twice. Let's see. He sent it once to a bunch of individual email addresses and then to the gov list. Would you like me to read it, George?
Yes, I think that would be useful.
Okay. It says, George and all. A, I have another meeting at 8 p.m., but hope to be able to join the gov committee meeting. I'll get on the call as soon as possible. I would like to suggest an agenda item, a discussion of the bylaws amendment process we've just gone through. I feel that there's been a lot of confusion concerning the process and deadlines, and as a result, my LSD wasted a bunch of time that could have been spent on something else. After the last governance committee meeting, the WPFW LSD held a delegates assembly on 5/21 where we approved several proposed amendments. In addition to the one you initiated concerning the annual bylaws amendment periods, we submitted 4 additional proposed amendments on May 26th. However, those proposals never reached the PMB, and on our end, we were not clear what we needed to do and when. I have no interest in pointing fingers, but I think we need to correct this situation.
Maria Elena
on the call from
KPS.
That was Maria Elena. I was at the hospital visiting a loved one.
Hello,
something just happened.
Well, it seems to me that there's additional items there that Benita wants to talk about that Kim didn't. And if we get to these before Benita comes, we can put it right behind Kim, so she'll get to speak first. And then if by that time we haven't worked it through and Benito's here, he can pitch in as part of the same discussion, or we can just take it as 2 items. I don't think it's something we should be too concerned about the moment, because Benito's not here yet. So, and we're not there yet in terms of either one of the 2 things.
If I spend more time on it, then it's worth it. Let's just move.
Yeah. This is Margie. I have absolutely no interest in being chair of this committee. I don't think I'm on this committee. But if people are willing to accept me as chair pro tem for this evening, I'd be happy to chair this. I'm sorry. I said, I thought I was on this committee, but you didn't call my name in the roll, so maybe I'm not on this committee. But
I'm sorry. You're the very last one, and I'm sorry, Margaret.
That's okay.
I am willing.
I do not want to be chair. I have no interest in being chair whatsoever. However, I am willing to chair this meeting if that's okay with the rest of the committee.
Okay, good. Do you have an approved agenda? Okay, there's no objection to the agenda. So the first item on the agenda is nominations for a permanent chair. I've been chair pro tem. If there's no objection, I'm going to, and I would like to be, I'll put myself in nomination for a permanent chair, but I do not wish to chair this meeting for the reasons I mentioned. If there's someone else who wants to be the chair and is going to put themselves in nomination, other than, I mean, Margie doesn't want to do it, if there's someone who does, my suggestion is let them be chair pro tem tonight so people can see how they like them being chair. So before I turn it over to somebody, is there somebody else that would like to be put themselves in nomination for the chair? Or has somebody else put them in nomination for the chair? Okay. Well, hearing no one then, let me turn this over to Margie to be chair pro tem. And Margie, would you see if you can get somebody to be a secretary?
Okay. But, George, first I need you to tell me back what the agenda was, because I didn't write it.
Okay. So the first item is what we're just doing, the chair and the secretary. So we've done the chair, and you do the secretary. The next is the minutes. Following that is the bylaws amendments process that Benito wanted to talk about, followed by the bylaws amendments process that Kim wanted to talk about, followed by getting hold of the records of the membership of the governance committees from the past, and followed by getting hold of the actual actions of the board from the past and essentially putting it all in place. So that's the agenda.
Okay, thank you. All right. Is there somebody on the call who's willing to step up and act as secretary, at least for this meeting? Is there anyone who wants to put their name in the hat to be secretary on an ongoing basis? All right, let's fall back to a volunteer for tonight. Do we have a volunteer for tonight? We only have to do it for this one meeting right now. George, I'm not doing a very good job of getting a secretary.
All right, well, I'll continue to be secretary for tonight.
Okay, thank you, George. I don't think it's fair to me. Okay, and are there any other nominations besides for committee chair besides George Ryder? You can nominate yourself, you can nominate somebody else. Are there any other nominations?
Margie, this is manager. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
People mute themselves when they're not talking. This is very unpleasant.
Yeah, there's noises. Thank you. It's #4 to mute yourself, unless you have a mute button on your phone, which some of us do. Okay.
#1.
I'm sorry, #1, I apologize. You're right. It's #4 to find out how many people are on the call. Okay. #1, mute yourself in it, and it also unmutes you. So if somebody calls your name and you're talking and they keep calling your name, you're on mute, so press #1 to unmute yourself. Okay. I heard no other nominations for chair, so I believe that we can accept George as permanent chair of the committee by acclamation, if there are no objections, and with the understanding that I'm chairing tonight because George is under difficult circumstances. Is that okay with everyone? All right, so let the minutes reflect that we did not find a secretary, but we have elected George Ryder by acclamation as chair of the committee going forward, and we will continue to look for a secretary. Okay, minutes. I found the minutes online. George did send them out right after our last meeting. But I have a sense that many people haven't looked at the minutes. Am I correct about that? Hello?
Correct for me. I don't recall seeing them, and I haven't, therefore, looked at them.
Okay.
I haven't seen them, Andrea from KPFA.
Okay. Are there people on the call who are not on the gov list? Do you know, people know if they're on the gov list?
This is Lona. I received the announcement of the meeting,
from George saying that the agenda would be announced later. I did not receive the agenda if it was sent out, and I did not receive minutes as well.
Okay. So his minutes were sent on the 18th of May, May 18th, and the subject line is Minutes of Gov Committee Meeting on Bylaws. So I'm just suggesting that...
Manager, I have received it.
Okay, okay. But you know what, George? I think you've sent them to the... You apparently sent them to the PMB, but not to the committee. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will forward these to the governance committee. And then if people don't get them, then we'll know that they're not on the gov list, and then we'll have a problem. I would suggest that we postpone approval of these minutes to the next meeting. Is that okay? Anybody object to that?
I'm sorry, yeah, proposal was what?
To postpone approval of the minutes
right.
for the next
okay.
meeting. Because they were not actually, I've just now sent them to the gov list. According to George's email, he only sent them to the, let's see. Yeah, I think he only sent them to the PMB and not to the gov list. Okay. All right. Moving forward, so now we're going to talk about the bylaw. I think the bylaws process questions. I think we should leave Benito's questions until he's on the call because, although we have them in an email, it seems sort of unfair to discuss his item when he's not here. So let's go ahead with Kim's question about the process. Kim?
All right. I'd like to know how the date for the deadline got changed from May 26th to whatever it was, because it seemed to be a moving target, number one. And number two, why there are disparities in how the bylaws are put on the Pacifica website.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
There are six that are Lydia's that are all laid out in proper format or in format. Here's this one, and here's this one with a link, here's this one with a link. And then all of the other factions' bylaws amendments are on their other amendments. And you have to click onto them, and they're just all kind of piled in together. So there is a disparity in how they are presented to the public on Pacifica.org.
Okay.
This is George.
Go ahead, George.
I want to speak to the date. I haven't even seen what's on the website, but as far as I know, the May 26th date, which was not the date when you had to have the bylaws amendments in, was never voted on by the PMB. Serene brought it up in the governance committee meeting, but we didn't vote on it in the governance committee meeting either. And it's basically an omission on our part that it didn't occur to us that we should probably set a date because Otis and John need a little bit of time to sort of put the thing online. We didn't think about that very much, and at least I didn't. And so there was no mention in the bylaws timeline of when you had to submit it in order to get it posted by January 2nd. January 2nd was the only sort of date that the bylaws required. It was the only date the board voted on, as far as I know. And so the other dates were essentially, you know, this is a date for our convenience, ours being the people who then have to put it on the board. So that's my understanding of the situation. And then it was changed from the 26th to the 29th. Again, there was no reason not to extend time. My interpretation, and I wrote a piece to the PMB to that effect, is that anybody who got in before January 2nd was entitled to get it posted because that's all we ever voted on.
Three?
go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So the date of May 20th, first of all, I don't understand, there's some reference by the member who added this item to the agenda after the meeting's, I don't know, somebody's driving and they need to pound, pound one. There's some mention of there being various dates. I don't know what that's about. I know that the date of mid-May was raised, not a date, but a reference to mid-May was made in an early email, because we knew that if we were dealing with a petition, in terms of verifying the number of members and so on and so forth, before June 2nd, that might be an issue.
Shereen, let me just interrupt you. Please explain what you mean by petition so people will understand what you're talking
about. There are three ways that bylaw amendments can be proposed. One is by six directors, six national board members, by the majority of two local station boards, or by 1% of the membership who sign a petition proposing a particular bylaw change. And the one that's, I think, probably the only one that's been used in Pacifica in the past year, you know, since we've had these new, quote, improved bylaws, has been through the PND, six PND members. I don't think two LSBs have coordinated to do any proposed changes. And the membership thing, to my knowledge, has also never been used. But because there's a possibility that it could happen, I thought we should build in some extra time if it came to that, so we can make sure we had the proper number of people, had the proper number of signatures and so on and so forth. Well, it proved to be a non-issue. But the date of the 26th was the date that was published on Pacifica.org. I posted it publicly to some Pacifica lists several times. You'll remember that when the bylaws were, when George first brought this motion to the PNB, it had the wrong notice date, and because the PNB would not give unanimous consent to correct it from June 3rd to June 2nd, we had to wait a whole 2 weeks and then use actual meeting time that people were paying for a call, so we could make that one-day adjustment that was purely clerical. But at that point, I had put out the announcement both to the LSB chairs, and in New York we have a delegates assembly chair, and to the various public lists, that the proposed bylaws, the ready-to-go proposals, if you will, those that have the proper number of signatures and so forth, needed to be submitted by May 26th. And to make sure that it didn't get lost, bylaw proposals didn't get lost in, you know, the endless email that happens in Pacifica, I also created a separate email address to use for that purpose. And that's what was on Pacifica.org. That's what the notice of the notice contained. Sometime that weekend, because I think that was a Sunday or something, I don't remember the day, but a couple of days before that, I sent out a reminder to the list and to the board that, you know, hey, we're working with about 36 hours left to get your stuff in. And that's when this whole discussion came up, including George's statement that he had no idea where the 26th came from, and that people had until the 1st. I had consulted with Otis McClay, who's the guy who would be responsible for posting it. He had indicated that he had certain other tasks, other assignments, that would make posting after the 29th difficult, if not impossible. And when folks seemed surprised, and a number of people just barely made the deadline of the 26th, when folks seemed surprised that the deadline was so close, and Otis was still available to do the posting until the 29th, I sent out, again, public notice that the deadline had been extended to the 29th. So those are the two dates, the only two dates that have appeared on Pacifica.org. So I don't understand, you know, some reference to multiple changing dates. Maybe the member got the notice date for posting the bylaw proposals and the notice date for getting them in confused, and that's whatever. But so that's with regard to the dates. I don't know if I've addressed that to everyone's satisfaction, or if people are still confused.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Unless somebody else has a comment first.
Does anyone else have a comment? Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I saw the May 25th or 26th, whichever one I said before, and then I think I saw May 29th, and I never saw another date. So it came as a total surprise that June 1 or then June 2 was okay. This was done not with anybody's, so Serene just made these dates is what I'm hearing. And I don't think that's fair to the body. I don't think that's fair to the public. I don't, this is a process that didn't have a process. So some people were just had no idea that these dates were, like I said, moving targets. Some people knew, apparently, but others didn't.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I'm going to say this again because I thought I just said it, but my voice is not in good shape, so maybe I wasn't clear. When George Ryder brought the motion to the PNB, it contained a notice date, the date by which the actual proposed amendments needed to be on the website. It contained a notice date of June 3rd. That weekend, when I was preparing the notes, I realized it was an error. And I wrote to George, and I texted George saying, hey, there's a one-day error. See if you can get the board to agree by unanimous consent, which the bylaws allow, to make the one-day correction. That I never heard from him on that point. Eventually, I asked the board, and I did get an affirmative response from some of the members. I got silence from most of the members, and so it sat there with the erroneous date that no one has disagreed was erroneous. It sat there for 2 weeks for a PNB meeting to come so we could vote on it again. So the June 2nd, June 3rd issue are the dates that were in the motion and the date that should have been in the motion. It has nothing to do with anything else. I explained this, I thought, but then I turned around and heard some other reference to June. That's it. So on the 26th and the 29th, which are the only two dates that were changed by way of the submission of the proposals, when the member brought this item to the agenda, she made a reference to multiple dates, but now she's saying she only mentioned two, so perhaps it is both my hearing and my voice that are out tonight. But at any rate, the 26th was explained. I just heard the member say that many people were surprised, and since the person who would actually have to do the posting, and I was going to be the person who would have to do the collating, since I would have preferred to have done it on the 26th because I did not want any technical flaws, either in terms of my computer or Otis's system or anything to prevent them being ready on the 2nd. Therefore, I put forth the 26th a month before, in April sometime. Then when I reminded people as we got closer to the date, and folks seemed shocked. And since Otis had the extra, I'm sorry to be repeating, but it's clear that what I'm saying is not getting through, or did not get through. I publicized the extension of the three additional days. And that is why it became the 29th rather than the 26th. As to what appears in what format and what appears, the members on the PNB list, she understands that a particular member had a severe health crisis in her family and sent, and I'm not going to go beyond that, but, to come with, I don't know why this is done here and why this is that date, and, it it's difficult for me to understand the need to do that. But I will say that I'm speaking. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But I will say that the PNB was copied on all of the motions that are being referred to. I think, personally, everything should be consistent. The appearance should be consistent. I don't know what one person decides is proper and one person is not, but I think for people who have to go read it, it should be consistent. Some of those things that hit the list yesterday, and I'll go in at some time over the weekend. It won't happen before then. And make sure that there's a standardized appearance to all the bylaw proposed amendments.
Okay.
That's the extent of that. And there's no truth, as I see it, because I looked at the proposals and from whom they came. There's no truth to any suggestion that one side got this and one side got that kind of treatment. That is simply not true in my experience, having looked at the actual documents.
Point of information. Is there a timer?
Hold on. No, we have a timer.
Can we please get a timer?
Would you like to volunteer, Kim?
No, because I'm not good at it.
Okay. Is there anyone who's willing to be a timer? And, George, what is our time limit on this call, on these calls?
Maybe we could get by just asking people to just
be
aware.
Oh, hi, Benito. You're here.
I'm Lona to the stack, please.
Okay. Okay. So,
Margie, Lona to the stack, please.
I hear you.
Can I be on the stack also?
Sure. I just want to know if there's anyone who's willing to volunteer to be a timer. Okay. Well, not having one, I'll just have to ask people to mind their time and be conscious of the fact that there are probably other people who want to speak as well. So I heard Mona and Andrea.
I have a point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Okay, wait a minute, Andrea. Okay, what is your point of order, Jose Luis?
Orders of the day here.
What does that mean?
We have an agenda, and there's no motion pending, and there's what are we doing?
We're talking about a problem. I think
is there a motion problem that we're discussing?
No, we didn't set a time limit for this agenda item. Let's see. It is, am I right? It's 9:20 on the East Coast, and so we have. When do these meetings normally end? Like 10:30, right?
Yeah, my understanding is 10:30.
Okay, so. So let's leave time. That gives us over an hour. I would say let's try and spend no more than 15 minutes on the each on the remaining items, and no more than 10 minutes longer on this item. Is that okay with people? So we have another 10 minutes. On this first discussion on bylaws process, and then we'll have 15 minutes on Benito's question, 15 minutes on records of the committee, and 15 minutes on board actions, and we'll see where we are. Maybe we can do this quicker than that. Does anybody object to that process? Thank you. What? You want to object?
Yeah, I object, Jose Luis. There's no structure to any of these discussions.
I don't know where George is right now, but I will say that that's kind of my experience with committee meetings. Committee meetings often sort of discuss things and don't try to pass motions or come to conclusions. My experience.
Okay, so we have members attacking members in these committee meetings. Kim Kaufman can attack.
Well,
the process. I don't need to be on this call.
Point of order, please. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm trying to make a point that the date release was public and confusing.
Again?
Period.
Okay. Again?
Point of order.
So let me. Yes.
Point of order.
Yeah.
I think Jose Luis had the floor.
Yeah. Well, he had the floor. You're right. And Kim Kaufman started talking. Jose,
I have a point of order.
Hang on, Kim. Were you done, Jose Luis? Were you
yeah.
finished? Thank you. All right. So what is your point of order, Kim?
That I was not attack. That this was not an attack. I was merely talking. I mean, I don't need to defend myself.
Okay.
You know, I am not attacking anyone. I'm attacking this process. The date was unclear. It's unclear how it got done, other than apparently one person decided to do it. That's all I know. I mean, that's all I know. If anybody else was confused, other people are on the stack, maybe they have something to say about it.
Okay. So, are we ready to, I'm ready to
Adriana
move on.
I heard
Adriana. Do you want to be on the stack, Adriana?
No.
Okay. So, on the stack, I have Mona, Andrea, and Adriana. Mona, go ahead.
Okay, it's Lona with an L. If I understood, Celine, when you were speaking, it was really difficult in order to understand what you're saying. There was garble on the line. And I just want to make certain that I understood or comprehended the information that was shared. There was a question about 2 days, the 26th and the 29th, and then the June 2nd date, which was supposed to be the date that the proposed bylaws changes, amendments, I should say, would be posted on the website. I may be completely wrong about that, but I want to get an understanding. So that's the purpose of this. So number one, the 26th date was set sometime in April to allow everyone, all the different stations, to have the opportunity to come up with ideas for amendment changes. Number two, something precipitated or necessitated three additional days before the submissions from the different LSBs, and then that you were charged, my understanding, to actually put what was suggested on the website by June 2nd or June 3rd. My question is thus, if what I stated is correct, if I understood you correctly, my question is thus, the proposed amendments that are posted on the website, were they approved by 6 PNB members, or is that something that will come later?
Okay, so the six directors simply have to endorse or sponsor, and it doesn't necessarily mean they agree with it, with the proposed change, merely that they agree it should have an opportunity to be discussed and voted on. And the PNB, so there's no voting about the actual bylaw amendments at this point. They have to be posted for 45 days, which is why the June 2nd date was important, because the PNB will vote on July 17th, and then the LSPs will vote between the 18th of July and I think it's the 15th or so of September. It's on Pacifica. It's still on Pacifica.org. So the PNB votes, and it has whatever proposals pass the PNB by a majority of its membership, not just those in attendance, then those will be voted on by the five LSBs and must also pass at least three of those five LSBs. There's no PNB voting now, there's no director voting now, and there's no LSB voting now, except if two LSBs had agreed on sponsoring or promoting particular proposed changes.
Can you repeat that? You're breaking up again. I'm sorry. I didn't comprehend the last bit that you said about the
PNB. What
was the... That's
her.
Yeah.
Lotus?
You said there was no voting by the LSB and no voting by the PSB except that the six governors, is that what you said?
But the six directors, they just have to agree on particular language about making a change, a particular change. In order for an amendment to be considered properly proposed, either six directors have to sponsor the language or two LSBs could have sponsored the language, you know, or the membership petition that I mentioned.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Andrea.
Well, I guess I do come to this. I'm not quite as sussed as I wish I was on the sequence of the dates and so forth, but I guess, you know, my difficulty in really comprehending the situation is probably other people's situation as well. I'm wondering if we could kind of move the conversation and come up with, can someone produce sort of the sequence and how these dates are arrived? Like, whose responsibility is it to have the dates moved or not and educate the public in the process? Can we share that policy? Is that all in the bylaws, or those specifics are whose responsibility?
Somebody want to speak to that?
Should we be trying to craft a solution here? Like, can we just delegate a responsibility for somebody to come up with a more specific? And if somebody made a mistake, that we've got to kind of move on. But I think that the point is really valid, that it could be considered manipulative.
Well,
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
If a date is announced publicly on various lists, and it is sent...
How many LSB? I feel
I'm
like
sorry.
I wasn't
I'm
well.
Hello? Hello?
Just let Serene finish, please, Andrea, and then I can
speak
again if you want.
If a date is announced, you know, in terms of the bylaws, after the proposals for making the changes, the time periods involved are very specific. They're in the bylaws.
Right.
But, you know, the question essentially is Pacifica an organization that does on Sunday that which must be made public on Monday, or can we actually plan and get it organized and get it presented in a reasonable fashion? Right? To me, that's the question.
Sure.
And the answer was to propose a date that will allow for the processing of the work and the timely posting of the work. And I'm not going to frustrate myself or anyone else by repeating where the 26th came from and how the 29th was arrived at. Because, you know,
no, I heard
because
that.
I think I've done that.
Okay.
I think it is not unreasonable that...
Hey. Andrea,
sorry?
Just let her finish, please. Don't interrupt. Thank you. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
So, I mean, I'm trying to answer the question. If you don't want an answer,
point of order, I just feel like it's not actually the question I was asking. The question I'm asking is, do you have that authority? Is that also specifically authorized to you to be able to do that in your capacity with the network? I mean, is that, or do you need some kind of... please just educate me. Do the bylaws require that you have that latitude, or don't you?
The bylaws say that if members were proposing an amendment, that it would go through the secretary. The bylaws, the practice has been, as I understand it, this is my second year on the PNB, and my first real bylaw involvement. I don't know what they were doing last year. I think last year was when they were shutting people out of committees, so I don't think I made it onto the governance committee. But anyway, you know, but now that I am on the governance committee, and we actually had this discussion where George said on a meeting maybe a month and a half ago, George said, well, where does the 26th come from? And I said, it's a date that works for the people who are actually going to have to do the work of getting the bylaws out, of getting the product out. So I'm not saying everybody should have been on that meeting and listening, and I don't know if it made it into the minutes. It was a question and an answer. But I maintain that something that is made as public as that date was is not a closely held secret. And that I don't think we should put more language into the bylaws. Our bylaws are already overladen with specificity that makes it impossible for people to work or even get along when they like each other. So I don't think we need more details in the bylaws. But I also do not think it's unreasonable to say that if it's something as major as bylaw amendments,
getting them in a week early, you know, before they have to go public, and more than, you know, a month and a half after the board that that approved the motion with the timeline, you know, had these dates to work with, is not unreasonable.
Okay. Next on
next
on the list is Adriana.
Yes, Karina already explained what I was trying to explain. It's part of the bylaw. It's nothing strange. And this was explained in, I don't know how many emails, explaining the difference, you know, and we need to have the 45 days before the PMB vote on, and then we have 60 days that the LSB need to vote on. It's nothing secret. It's all in the open. And we can spend one governance meeting like we do with the PMB without doing nothing, trying to see if there's any suspicious things going on. Please, can't we work? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else on the list? Anyone else want to speak on this subject?
Lawrence said he was on stage.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lawrence, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, this has been discussed ad nauseum, and that, you know, we should move on to the next thing, to the next best thing, unless, you know, people are still unclear.
Okay. And it really, this is a sort of another approach to the same subject, because we're going to talk about the issues that Benito raised in his email. So, Benito, do you sort of want to...
This is Kim. Can I just say one more thing before we move on?
Okay.
So, you're not going to make the changes on Pacifica.org for immediately they're going to be differently presented on Pacifica until some time in the future, correct? Because they are not of equal...
I don't exactly know what you're talking about, Kim. I just looked at the webpage, and I guess I would like you to be...
Where it says other amendments?
Yeah.
There are a whole bunch of amendments in there. Otherwise, each one has its own link.
I see. Well, I don't know how that happened. Somebody want to talk about that? I don't. Serene said she would correct it over the weekend. Is that right? Did I quote you right, Serene?
Yes, and in fact, I don't know how much more time we're going to spend on it. There are 7 in 1, some of which are also listed by themselves. But, you know, the PNB votes first, and it does so in 43 days. I think that if I don't get to this until the weekend, we'll still be okay. If you'd like to volunteer to go in and do it, do so and send it to me. I will review it and send it to posting, Kim.
Okay. So, and just in terms of the process, I'd like Serene to correct me if I'm wrong. Some of the amendments were sent directly to Otis, and he probably just posted those on the webpage as they came to him. Am I right about that?
Yeah, some were sent to the PNB, some were sent to the alternate address, some were sent directly to the webmaster, who's not mentioned in the bylaws, by the way, but we thank him for his work. And, you know, I mean, there may be legitimate arguments to be had on all sorts of things, including the substance of bylaws that come from people who are perceived as either friend or foe. But this ain't nothing.
Okay.
There's no there. Why have we spent almost 45 minutes on this?
Okay. All right. Understood. And I think now we'll move on. Benito, why don't you talk about your concerns about the bylaw process?
Okay, thank you. But first, if I may, I'd like to just comment or ask the chair to control the one of the members who has this habit of calling for whatever
Sorry.
She wants to call for, point of this and that, and then immediately begins to speak
okay.
before being recognized by the chair, and I think that that is totally out of order and unacceptable.
Okay. I actually think we've been doing better on that tonight than we've done on some PMB calls, but I would ask people to remember to be recognized before you speak out on a particular topic. Okay. So go ahead, Benita.
Yeah, okay. So... you know, I sent an email right before the meeting, a little while before the meeting.
Right.
Laying out my frustration. But, I just want to say before anything else, I'm just laying out my frustration at the process. I'm not getting into trying to, lay blame on anyone. And I don't think that is helpful. And I don't think that is, proper. You know, I think that there are a number of things that have, been going on, and part of it came to me as I was listening to the conversation. But anyway, having said all that, the problem as we see it from PFW was this, is that we, and starting with myself, were not clear about the process. And so I'm, this is my second year on the PMB as well. It's the first time I've gone through any kind of active process or participation in bylaws amendment. And I was not aware of the deadlines and the procedure and who had to do what when. And I must admit that, on the one hand, I told the folks at PFW, the LSB, that I would make it my business to lobby for the proposals that we put forward, but then I wasn't able to do it on account of personal problems. Week before last week. And it never even occurred to me to even check the bylaws. To see what the bylaws said. Well, I didn't have time anyway, but the bottom line is this, is that as a new member of the governance committee, it wasn't clear to me what it is that we at PFW had to do. And so after the last governance committee meeting on the 13th, our LSB held a delegates assembly. We came up with five, proposed amendments, one of which was just simply, supporting, the one that George had initiated, and then four that came from ourselves. And, so we submitted those, all five on the 26th.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure we needed to do what our responsibility was, after that. And so, the only thing I want to say, I don't know that there's anything we can do about it at this point. You know, I understand now that it was our responsibility to get six endorsements, by the 2nd. I didn't even know that on Sunday. That's my responsibility too. So I guess the only thing I'm just using this as an example to say that the process was not clear to some of us. And it just dawned on me during this meeting that maybe part of the reason why it wasn't clear to us is because the governance committee, the new governance committee, just started meeting.